Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Designer Russell Wright's home, studio, and woodland garden, collectively called Manitoga, is located in Garrison, New York, and will have a members' summer celebration on Saturday, July 8th. Manitoga's artist residency program was initiated in 2014 to foster creative responses to Manitoga that invoke Russell Wright's legacy of creative experimentation and celebration of place. For this year's residency, Master of Architecture students at the University of Pennsylvania School of Design have designed, built, and installed a full-scale, site-specific pavilion, which will be on view through November 13th. I sat down at Manitoga with Executive Director Allison Cross in Russell Wright's home to talk about this season's plans.
This year, the artist residency happens to be the Master of Architecture students at the University of Pennsylvania. So Penn Design, I should say students and faculty. And the focus is a pavilion project, which is part of their first semester Master of Architecture students. And the culmination is a site-specific installation of a pavilion structure, which we're thrilled to have on site at the base of the waterfall.
Previous years, the residencies have been an artist or two, not a group of people, until now. How did that happen?
We had begun a project with Penn Design. We met coordinator of the pavilion project, Andrew Saunders, who had been introduced to Manitoga. And he was interested in the students being inspired by Russell Wright and the site of Manitoga. So we decided that let's try a two-year relationship. As a former professor, you know, I know how involved these projects can be. And so we embarked on it. And then it didn't necessarily start that it would become the artist residency. But as we've talked about in the past, it's an organic program. That's one of the keys about it working. And so the development of this relationship and the use of the site made ultimately for that fit so that we could honor and celebrate the partnership, the collaboration in our artist residency program.
Where did the students begin?
They began with what they called Russell Wright artifacts. So they began with individual pieces of American Modern, of the spun aluminum line, so various. The professors selected them, and so each student was assigned or chose a vessel, an object, to analyze. So to draw, to measure, and then to recreate, computer-generated, and then they used a 3D printer to actually make these objects. I'm holding one.
It's a little, one of the pictures, one of Russell Wright's signature pictures.
Signature pictures. So that was the beginning. And through various projects, the second one is each student created a container which responded to the geometries of the piece. Then they worked in groups, which was very interesting. 4 to 5 students took some of the analysis. So the first step was about analysis. The second step, as they analyzed the works, they came up with what one architecture calls modules or units. So the next step would be, how do you assemble units to ultimately make a structure? And that's what they did. So they would come upon what their unit or their brick was going to be, their module, and studied parts to whole, right, which is a very important element in architecture, in design. And we'll get back to at Manitoga and the way that Russell Wright worked. So in groups, they all designed a pavilion. I should mention that 1 year before, 1 year after, they all came to Manitoga. Right? So we had 90 students the first year, 70 students the second year, did a tour, sketched on site, really fell in love, as we all do. Right,
of course.
And so they generated drawings, and then there was a competition. Right, so the students present half-scale models, and there's a jury, and a winner or winners and honorable mentions are selected. That becomes the winning entry. In actually 2016, there were two, becomes the foundation work for a class in the spring, which is a structures class. Different professor, different students, and actually students from all 3 years, 3 years of the Master of Architecture students. And their goal is to take this concept and to make a deployable, freestanding structure. So this is the second year, and then it was decided that the pavilion would come to Manitoba. And I want to add that as part of this process, before they actually fabricated the pavilion, we, with some of the students and the professors and the dean, the dean, Vinka Dobeldom, selected a couple of possibilities on site where the pavilion could be. And they ultimately made the decision, so it was site-specific.
The students came up with professors and installed the structure it's here
now? Yes, they did. So a group, we had 7 students came, spent the night in the area, 2-day installation process. And they had had some practice because they installed it first on the UPenn campus for graduation. So they've done it twice.
Well, that's some practice.
Yes, it is. And this one actually has 137 units, so parts to the whole. And they were all molded, so the students created the molds. So there's 8 molds, so 8 units, poured foam, and they have a type of wire rebar inside of them. And they were responsible for all of that.
And the bricks, ultimately, right, are what we're talking about, just so people can start to envision it, is they're kind of human shapes, yes, without heads.
So, yes. So, again, interesting that this year, perhaps the intense study or the push to be creative and innovative, rather than what one might think of as an architectonic brick, their human form. This is in keeping with the 2 winners. So there were 2 winners. They were both from the same section, so the same professor, who was influenced by the work of Bernini, right, the Italian Baroque sculptor and architect. And there was an affinity there, because he worked on monuments, you know, so sculpture, monuments, and architecture. And the Baroque, with its organic form and its concave and convex and connection to the human form, particularly in some of the monuments, that inspired the students. So they start, their module or their beginning inspiration took elements of the human body, which is also, I think, a really interesting connection to Russell Wright again, because his objects are meant to be held and used by the human body. So there's that dialogue. Not literal, of course. And then, you know, the result is this unexpected, I think, unit, a celebratory form where you look and you say, are they figures? Are they dancing? Are they celebrating? And there's this organic quality that speaks to the landscape, right, is juxtaposed to the architecture, because as you view the pavilion, you have the house behind, right, you have the waterfall now, and you have yourself, right, you're the measure. And that is also, has been an important part of architecture, the history of architecture. Sometimes we forget it, you know, in some movements in architecture, the question is, well, where's the human scale? And others embrace it more readily or obviously. And then when we're talking about industrial design or Russell Wright or creating objects for the home, you know, you begin with the human and the human dimension. And then getting back to Manitoba, in terms of parts to the whole, is that, you know, Russell Wright began his career in theater, but spent many, many years focused on objects for the home, and then designed his own home as a place for living, and by extension, or at the same time, connected to the landscape beyond. So it's that holistic, parts-to-whole integrated approach to design.
For visitors this season to Manitoba, there is another piece that will teach them more about Penn Design. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
As we've done with all of our artist residency pieces that enhance the tour, the experience unfolds as one visits the site. So our visitors arrive in the landscape and they take their walk around the quarry pool, They will be able to view the pavilion from different viewpoints. Right? We enter the studio first, and we will have what we spoke about earlier, the objects within their containers. So they will see those beginning elements, and then the studio is connected to the main house in this beautiful open-air pergola, and we are going to hang four of the projects. Each will have four drawings, and they're going to be on panels, so it'll be an outdoor exhibition on banners, I should say, that would be hung from the pergola. So they will experience that process and see those wonderful, inspired drawings by very, very talented students, and then come into the house, and of course, we'll be able to view the pavilion from various parts of the house as well.
Last year when I visited, I spoke with last year's residency artist, Peter Bynum, and some of his works are still here for this season.
We're thrilled about that. We were able, because the student work is primarily exterior, Peter was gracious and honored to have his installation continue. So there will be a few pieces that he has switched out. So there'll be some new work, large-scale work, in the West Gallery, psychedelic and another untitled piece, so that it will continue that dialogue about process and about creative experimentation. As you might, if your listeners remember your piece with Peter.
It's online, wamc.org.
But he's working in a very experimental way with paint, compressing it between glass panels and then backlighting it. And it makes for these illuminated, Ecstatic Light is the name of the exhibition, and it just speaks about the creative process. And then a result that is abstract and yet has synergy with nature, with all kinds of systems that underlie everything.
The West Gallery was completed for Peter's work last year, or redone, or resituated, mm-hmm. refurbished, kind of. What will be in there when Peter's work leaves for next year?
Well, that's a good question. It will continue as a program space in the short term, but we're very excited to embark on what will be an on-site permanent display of Russell and Mary Wright design products for the home. So that space, as well as what was the former garage, will be an L-shaped gallery. That will be the, you know, the finale of the tour. So it gives us the opportunity to tell the entire story of that integrated whole that he created. So from plate to dining room to house to landscape, to the quarry being revitalized and used. And it all relates back to the human and to our experience of being here. And I think one of his gifts to us at Manitoga is this intimacy of scale, right? It's our ability to be here, walk through what is an impressive landscape, and not feel overwhelmed, and to feel part of it, we're part to the whole, right? Part of the whole. So I think it's an ongoing theme that is very exciting.
I have come here on a very beautiful day. It's sunny, it's temperate, but we are at the end of what has been an incredibly rainy late spring. What does that mean around here? Do you have to shore up stones that are natural steps, etc.?
Sometimes. I mean, the there's a lot of terracing and stone steps throughout the property, throughout the tour experience, and rain over time, over many years, even in his lifetime, there was constant adjusting of things. But we have taken the opportunity to restore some of the steps around the house, within the waterfall. We love rain because with rain we have the waterfall. Sometimes early to mid-July, it's gone, right? Or it's just dripping. So there's the pros, We have the waterfall. It's good for the plants. The challenges are not always for the stonework, for the road project we have going on. For the green roofs are okay, but so it raises challenges. But there is nothing more beautiful than being here during a storm. We do tours, rain or shine, not if it's thundering and lightning, but I have been here during those kinds of storms in the summer with the sliding doors open, and you really feel part of it. And that, again, is the design intent. You feel the sun, you feel the seasons, you're part hanging on the rock during a storm, so that it's about the emotion of nature.
What else should we mention for this summer?
We should mention, of course, the tour program, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and Mondays, twice a day. I did want to say that we do have a summer nature and design camp for children, right, which the dates are July 10th to the 21st. And that is a two-week immersive experience for children ages 5 to 12, and it's about nature, art, and design, all of those things that we've been talking about. And the children experience the house, they do various activities, they are out on our trails, which is another thing that we're celebrating. Last year, we, together with Open Space Institute, put a permanent easement. Public access to the trails will be here forever, and we're very proud of that. And the trails are free to the public. There are three hiking loops of varying degrees, half a mile to a mile and a half, and we will be placing a new trailhead sign that will inform the public more about Russell Wright's design intent out in the outer trails, because that's sometimes not as apparent that he designed the trails. Though it feels very natural, it's orchestrated to show you the best of what the native landscape has to offer. So that's a continuing program. And then towards the end of the season, of course, we have our annual performance, which is also connected with the artist residency program. And September 30th, Suzanne Thorpe, who is an artist who works mostly with sound, is creating a site-specific piece for five recorder players in canoes in motion on the water's surface. And their music will be combined with electronics that will be placed within the quarry and even on the water surface, and the audience will be invited to move around the quarry. So that will be an immersive sonic experience, which again is experimental and one of a kind, and we're very thrilled to present that and to invite the public to enjoy it.
Never a dull moment here, unless you want to take one.
Very, very well put. You can take a dull moment, a reflective moment. And that's really quite important right now, because we don't want to paint a picture of frenetic activity, right? It's considered. There is an opportunity at Manitoga, again, connecting to Russell Wright's original intent to be still.
Allison Cross is the executive director of Manitoga, the Russell Wright Design Center in Garrison, New York. The Penn Design Pavilion will be on view at Manitoga through November 15th, and they'll have a members' summer celebration on Saturday, July 8th. Images are posted at wamc.org/roundtable, along with this interview and links to more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.